Today, March 22nd, is World Water Day. What are we doing about it here on the country? Well, we're talking about water quality with Dairy NZ's General Manager, Sustainable Dairy, Dr. David Berger. And as fate would have it, David, it's day one of the annual Dairy Environment Leaders Forum in Wellington. Was this timed to work in with World Water Day? Good afternoon, by the way.
Yeah, good afternoon, Jamie, and very excited that we are in Wellington today for the National Forum of our Dairy Environmental Leaders. And like you say, it is National Water Day as well. And I think it's very topical given the huge amount of progress and change that the Dell farmers are supporting us with.
Well, we know there's been a huge amount of progress and change, all for the better when it comes to water quality. But the dairy industry is often pointed at or singled out for being a villain, a polluter when it comes to water quality. What do you say in your defence?
Yeah, look, we've been on this journey for more than a decade now, and our Dairy Environmental Leader Program is a really important part of that. So basically, it's a group of practically minded and environmentally conscious farmers who are leading the environmental change on their farms and in their local communities. So while the project is supported by Dairy NZ, it's very much a farmer-led initiative, driven by a farmer chair, a national farmer chair, and also advisory committee. And look, this has been huge progress. If we look at where water quality was a decade ago, we've got significant improvement around farm environmental plans, around wintering practices, effluent practices, and a lot of change happening on the ground through catchment community groups. But look, we also acknowledge the job's not done, and we're on this journey, and it's a journey of continuous improvement, and we are committed to making sure that we continue to deliver on what is expected of us at the community and consumer level.
How many people have turned up to this forum today in Wellington? It's a two-day forum, by the way.
Yeah, so we have 60 farmers joining us today in Wellington, and the total Dairy Environmental Leader Network is about 300 farmers across the country.
Isn't the 10,000 dairy farmers in this country, David, shouldn't they all be part of this?
Look, we are growing this Dell network, and all farmers are very much part of this. As you know, there is a lot of work happening across all farms around the country with respect to farm environmental plans. We now have 5,500 farm environmental plans across the country, so that's very much a journey that all farmers are on. But what we're talking about here are our environmental champions, our leaders, who are driving and supporting and mentoring the change in their local communities in various
areas. All right, just one more question for you. It's not going to be a talk fest. What are your goals, aims, hopes, aspirations? I sound like a talk fest myself, don't I, David? I'm sorry for throwing all those cliches at you, but what do you actually hope to achieve?
Yeah, look, we've got a great lineup of speakers here who are really hoping to inspire and to challenge and to motivate. We also take the opportunity to plan our next steps and sort of actions that we will take over the next few years. So it's really around supporting these environmental leaders and giving them the information and support, influence and support that change in their communities.
So it's all happening today in Wellington. It's day one of the two-day forum, the annual Dairy Environment Leaders Forum in Wellington. I think I got that right. Dr. David Berger from Dairy NZ, thanks for your time. Keep up the good work on water quality.
Thanks, Jamie.